Hey, buddy, how are you doing?
Good.
Working hard for you. Promise that. So, do you have a minute? Perfect. So, I spoke to two out of the three vendors. I'm sending you an email that I think hopefully summarizes everything, but I just wanted to explain it too. So, as an FYI, you're getting a few new documents because they include. Give me a second. Second. Because we're changing the equipment cost, everything else should be staying the same. It should be the same. Basically, the equipment cost is going up by like some percentage, and the payment should stay this go up by the same percentage. But please check; it should be an exact match. Additionally. The equipment costs we're doing, it's a little over the approval, but I don't think that's going to be a problem, although I'm getting clearance on it right now. Are you in front of a computer or no?
No, I should be within probably 30, 45 minutes.
Okay, so I just want to walk you through everything in case we miss each other. So here's the thing. I kind of summarized it. So all three vendors have been approved on this program. We can pay two out of the three vendors before they deliver or install equipment. That's the Canon vendor, and also the Canon vendor. That's also the amusements park vendor. The Canon vendor told me, and you got to honestly, since this is a finance agreement, you got to verify with them. I'm just trying to, be helpful. That's my role, not to kind of push you in any direction. So the other vendor, we can't pay, not because we're trying to be jerks about it, but because simply they do what's called a business credit search on this vendor. They can't find any information. So if we can get some additional information, we might be able to get them paid before shipment. But as of now, we can't because they're just doing a general search. But I can get on the phone with them, see if I can get some additional information, get them qualified. Often, is this like a foreign vendor? Are they a newer vendor in the US or no?
I think, where's that vendor from? Yeah, they're from Brazil. I think they got an office in Orlando, but they're out of Brazil.
So most likely the reason why they often require business credit is if something goes wrong, they want someone to go after, because most people, if the equipment doesn't work, they're not going to pay. So they want someone to say, "Hey, look, fix this equipment." I might be able to get them on the phone and see if I can qualify them, but right now we can't get them paid before shipment. But I'll do my best once I speak to them. It's not like a bad thing. It just kind of it is what it is. The second thing, the second, the most, the other thing is this. Most likely tomorrow, I've sent in your documents for clearance. The processor will come back to me and say, "Hey, Ruben, I need X, Y, and Z." Hopefully, that list is very short. I don't anticipate them giving by me a big list, but they can. So I think it is going to be almost impossible to get these people paid by tomorrow, because unless that site gets there, unless the guy gets to report to us on time, unless we wire before 2 o'clock, there are so many moving parts that need to make this happen that are out of our control. It's going to be very difficult. But what I think is possible is for you to kind of figure out with the vendors how to do this. Here's my thought process where it goes, Mike. The Canon vendor seems to be very easy to deal with. And what he told me was, "Hey, look, as long as Mike gives me a $1,000 deposit that's non-refundable, I'll let him leave with the equipment." Okay, that's one thing out of the way. The amusement park vendor, can you hear me all right? He pretty much told me, "Hey, look, Ruben, I'm not going to ship this equipment until I get every dollar." And I don't blame him. There's a lot of vendors who have been, who have been iced by people, and I can understand that completely. But he said he's really close to you, so he said as long as he gets some kind of good faith deposit, once again, you got to work that out with him, then he can ship it to you after the show. Like, he can hold it, then once he gets our money, ship after the show. No big deal. He's already approved for us to pay him before delivery. So the only real question mark is, if you give those two guys a deposit tomorrow, you're golden. The only question mark that we really come back to is this third vendor, which is this RELX vendor, and figuring out, hey, can you take this equipment with you? Or let's get some additional information. Or what do they need for you to take this equipment with you? Or can they ship it after the show? I guess the equipment that you're buying from them, how big is this? Is this small equipment or big equipment?
Yeah, it's not real big.
Yeah, I mean, so my thought process would be going, "Hey, look, after the show, how do we work this out?" But that's kind of where it's at. I've sent you some additional documents to complete, but I just want to give you like an idea of like, and I no one wants to go into the weekend, I don't want you to call me five times, nor do I want to call you five times and try to put any pressure on you. It's going to be very difficult to pay these guys to have you leave with everything tomorrow is going to be difficult, but I think actually getting it all sorted out and cleared is going to be very easy tomorrow.
Okay.
So I sent you an email that summarizes everything. I'm in your court. I just want to make sure everything goes well by you. Try to give me a call if you can. I'll be here for about another hour or so. If you miss me, I'll call you first thing tomorrow. My day starts at about 5:30, 6 a.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
One other thing is, your money. There's no money drafted out of your account because that form had the wrong dollar amount. So we just sent you a new form to complete. So I don't want you to think you're going to be drafted twice, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Call me.
Appreciate it.
You got it, bud. Bye-bye.